Welcome to part two of the Self-Hypnosis Mastery Training Program. The first thing I want to talk to you about today is ego strengthening. It's a strategy. I'll talk to you about strategies very soon and what strategies in hypnosis actually mean. But let me talk to you first about ego strengthening. Now, you may or may not have heard of such a term, but when I put it into the context of affirmations, I'm sure you will have done. You're probably very familiar with affirmations. Some people love affirmations and some people hate affirmations. It really does tend to polarise people. I personally think affirmations are wonderful if they're used properly. In hypnosis, we don't call them affirmations, we call them suggestions. It's the same kind of thing. Think of an affirmation or a suggestion as a seed that you plant. Okay? If you don't plant the seed properly, or if you plant it in infertile ground, or you don't nurture and maintain the soil and water and feed the soil, then the seed won't grow. Okay? Affirmations and suggestions are the same. They are like little seeds that grow into very, very, very special outcomes. The best way to not water and nurture an affirmation properly is to affirm something that simply isn't true. For instance, if you really don't like your appearance, okay, you really are not happy with your physical appearance, but you go and look in the mirror and you look at yourself and you say, I love myself, I am beautiful. All kinds of bad things happen. Now, I don't know, that might be counterintuitive to you, that you might think that that's wrong. You may have been taught differently. You may have been taught that it's a good idea to affirm something that isn't true in order to create it as a truth so that it manifests itself. All of the evidence that I've seen on the subject shows that that just is not the case. It's a bridge that leads nowhere. And that shouldn't be an issue. You shouldn't worry about that, because when you understand what I'm going to teach you, there's a whole different way of doing it. Suggestions in hypnosis are the same as affirmations. If you suggest to yourself, I love myself, I think I'm a wonderful person, but that's actually not true yet, then it's not going to grow. It's not going to blossom and thrive and flourish. You need to make a suggestion to yourself, or an affirmation if you will, that has a semblance of truth and possibility about it. Now, I hope you realise by now that I like you to stretch your belief in what's possible. When I say it has to be true or potentially true, we can be pretty ambitious with that truth. But it has to still be within the realms of what could be possible. So, saying I love myself, I think I'm wonderful, when you don't, is simply not true. You're affirming, not you personally, of course, but a person who doesn't believe that, they are affirming an untruth. Much better to say something like, every day, in every way, I am getting closer and closer to the point at which I am going to be able to love myself, respect myself, and have wonderful positive feelings towards myself. Every day I'm getting closer. Every day I'm getting easier. Do you see how that kind of an affirmation or a suggestion has a lot more proof and possibility and belief blended into it, built into part of the structure of the suggestion affirmation itself? Hopefully you can see the difference. As we move forwards with this training, you'll see it more and more. It's like trying to sell something to somebody. If you sell somebody, let's say, a motor vehicle, a car, and you tell them that this is a wonderful car and it's very economical, it would be very economical in terms of its fuel usage. Okay? If you tell somebody that in order to sell them a car, and you also say to them, I'll take you for a drive and I'll show you how good this car is, and you can keep it for a month and you can test the fuel consumption, and if you find it to be true, then that's wonderful. If not, if you find that my claims were not true, you can bring the car back. I'll take the car back and give you a full refund. Now, when you sell with evidence, somebody is much more likely to buy that car. If you say, this car is going to fly, You know, when you start the engine, the car is going to take off and fly to the moon. Well, that's just not believable, and so the person you're speaking to will probably not buy that car. In exactly the same way with an affirmation or a suggestion, your unconscious mind, the creative part of you that is going to create new realities for you, that part of your mind is not going to buy that idea, and it will just bounce away. Understand. Ego strengthening is a strategy of every day in every way you're becoming more confident. Every day in every way you notice yourself building your beliefs to a higher level. Every day you're feeling more relaxed. Every day you're feeling a little bit more confident in yourself to make new decisions. Okay, it's just more believable. And that's the kind of strategy that you'll see me using a lot in this training. Where did ego strengthening come from? Well, it was really a development based on the earlier work of a man named Emile Coué, who lived in Paris, and he was a pharmacist. He was actually a chemist, and he dispensed pharmaceutical products to the rich people of Paris. As the story goes, one day Emile Coué had run out of product, and all of the rich women were queuing up in his chemist, as they did every day, to be given some kind of a miracle drug, a miracle cure to whatever it was that was ailing them. He didn't have anything, so he gave them what became known as a placebo. He gave them a sugar pill. The funny thing was, and this set Emile Coué's mind running, the funny thing was that the customers came back the next day, or the next week, and told him how incredible that particular drug was. And he realized, well, there was no active ingredients, so therefore something different is happening here. There's something going on. And he became very, very interested in the workings of the human mind. And he was the man, he was the person who invented what we now know as affirmations. But his affirmations were elegant. He was the one who said, every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. And it's that way of thinking that eventually led to what we now call ego strengthening. Now, ego strengthening, as I said earlier on, it's a strategy, it's a hypnotic strategy, far, far more powerful than any other kind of affirmations you have probably ever been taught before. And it would be a good idea for you to sit down at some point and start writing down some of your affirmations, some of the incredible goals and outcomes that you have for your life, for your future, for your success, but start to word some of those affirmations in a more elegant, a more believable, and a more step-by-step, evidence-based way. So instead of saying, I am rich and wealthy, you start to say every day, I'm becoming a more wealthy person in every way. Financial abundance is starting to build inside of me slowly. I'm becoming more clear about where I'm going in life. I'm becoming stronger. I can feel myself becoming stronger. Every day, every moment, even right now, there are changes happening. Okay, so hopefully this is giving you some ideas as to how you can build your own affirmations. You will notice with my training that I don't want to be too prescriptive. I want to give you tools that hopefully you're going to use in your own way. You're going to find your own way of using these ideas, these tools. Now let's talk about some other self-hypnosis strategies so that you can see there are other strategies. And a strategy with self-hypnosis is really the hat that you wear, okay? Or think about it like this, the filter that you apply. You know how with photography, if you apply a certain filter to your camera, for instance, you put a red filter in front of the lens, everything will be seen in red. And if you put a blue filter in front of your camera lens, everything will be seen in blue. You use a wide-angle lens, everything is seen in wide-angle. You use a telephoto lens, everything is seen close up. Hypnotic strategies are the same. If you use an ego-strengthening strategy, like everything is getting better slowly but surely, steadily, everything will filter through that idea. If you think back to Module 1, when you listen to the relaxation habit, that hypnotic recording, there was a strategy in there, which is that relaxation is a natural thing. It's something that you already do, and you're just rediscovering how to do it. You're reclaiming that habit of actually building an energy of relaxation. Okay, and when you apply these filters, these strategies, it changes so many different things. Another strategy, the strategy of the dream machine. You may have heard me before talk about the dream machine. The dream machine is purely a hypnotic strategy that you can use whenever you want to keep your unconscious mind processing changes, processing ideas and breakthroughs and wonderful progress all the time that you're not thinking about it. So you could go for a swim, you could go for a walk, you could go and watch the TV, read a book, meditate, go and visit some friends, have a nice conversation, go out for a pleasant meal, really wind down and have one of those relaxing, lovely times. Maybe spend some time with your family, you know, playing with the kids, hanging out with mates, whatever it is. But all the time, the dream machine in the back of your mind is ticking away. It's working things out. It's creating breakthroughs. It's giving you the answers. It's coming up with innovative, creative, genius answers for you. Now, you can understand that filter of the dream machine. As soon as you're wearing that filter, everything changes. Everything. So let me tell you a story about Milton Erickson. Milton Erickson, if you've never heard of him, probably the most famous hypnotist that's ever lived, okay? By a long way. He was the most creative, the most innovative, certainly the most influential hypnotist of all time, okay? Bar nobody. And Milton Erickson had this strategy, very similar to the dream machine. He believed that everybody had the answers they needed inside of themselves. Everybody knew what the answers were. Everybody had the resources that they needed to overcome problems, to create solutions. And so he believed you just had to put people in the right environment. Get people into the right environment for change and the answers will just come. As sure as night follows day, as sure as there are different seasons and the weather changes, he was convinced people would come up with the answers and the solutions if you just gave them space. And what Milton Erickson used to do, he used to send people out of his clinic, out of his office, he used to send them off on a walk. And Milton Erickson used to send his clients and he used to say, you have to walk up to the top of Squaw Peak and then you have to walk back down again. And when you get back down, you'll have all the answers you need. All your problems will be solved. And sure enough, that's exactly what used to happen. Day after day, year after year, people would report these miraculous stories of change, insight, inspiration. They would literally walk up the mountain, walk back down again, and they would have solved all of their problems. I tell my clients to go and watch Groundhog Day. I've always done this. I watched this film probably, I don't know, it must be 15, 20 years ago now, however old it is. It's an old film now. And I remember when I first watched that movie, I thought, that's the most incredible movie I've seen in terms of human change and how you can make a change every day. If you remember in that movie, every day Bill Murray's character has to live the same day over and over again. And for a long time he feels like he's trapped. He's trapped in this recurring, ever-recurring day. Eventually what he realizes is he can make changes and he has an infinite amount of time in order to make those changes, and he can achieve anything, and he starts to achieve incredible things. He learns ice sculpting, he becomes a concert pianist, he does all kinds of things, and my clients watch that movie and they enjoy it. It's a lot of fun and they get to think about how you can make changes every single day, and in the end amazing things happen, and we really do have all this potential and we really do have all this time, okay? But more than anything else, the dream machine is an idea that you can relax, you can focus on one thing and your brain will work out other problems. Really, Milton Erickson was one of the people to develop this idea, but you could use it. You could use it when you're listening to your hypnosis recordings. You can just relax. You'll find that in this module, the self-confidence recording, amazing cosmic self-confidence, you'll find that it gives you a chance to dissociate, to drift off, to go off on a magical journey. And frankly, you don't need to think about the specific thing you're working on if you don't want to. You can just let your mind drift. knowing that very much like the story of walking up the mountain and back again, all kinds of changes will be happening internally. It's a magical hypnosis strategy, the Dream Machine, and I hope you'll use it. And I hope you'll learn all of these strategies and find ways that you can implement them yourself again and again. And who knows, hopefully even teach them to other people. There's nothing that I enjoy more than teaching self-hypnosis to people who go on to help other people and to teach them the strategies and to show other people how they can improve their life to an unrecognizable level. Another thing I want to talk to you about with self-hypnosis is the process itself. It's like a continuum. When I say a continuum, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And the steps aren't particularly measurable. It's like you'll suddenly realize you're making all these changes and you didn't realize it was happening. It was almost happening in the background of awareness, which if you think about it, is what hypnosis is about. With this continuum, it starts off with me showing you what to do, me teaching you the lessons, you listening to the hypnosis recordings regularly, every day, until it becomes second nature. But what you'll find more and more during this process, during this continuum, is that you'll drift off, you'll stop listening to my voice, you'll drift off and start doing your own thing. You'll start implementing your own strategies, you'll start giving yourself your own magical suggestions and affirmations. My voice will drift off. It will be there to support you and help you with ideas and structure, but you know, like a child learning to ride a bicycle and then taking the training wheels away, you're going to find you can just fly. You can just do this yourself. A story I like to tell is about a client of mine who, and this happens a lot, but I'm thinking of one specific client, and she quit smoking. You know, I helped her to quit smoking. She did it. She did the work. She performed the miracle of quitting smoking using hypnosis, but I showed her what to do and I got her started and I gave her a CD to listen to. Every day, a self-hypnosis CD to reinforce the suggestions and ideas of being a happy, healthy non-smoker. Free. Free to be herself. Free to be healthy, happy. But the thing is, as she listened to this more and more, she started drifting off and not listening to my voice, really putting her own suggestions in there, talking over me if you like. And then eventually she gave me the CD back. This was after 2 or 3 weeks. She gave me back the CD and said, "Ed, with the greatest of respect, I can't listen to this anymore. Your voice is annoying me. I'm trying to have my own quiet time. I'm trying to relax. I'm trying to have my own conversation and have space. And your voice keeps talking." And she was very apologetic. She felt that she was being rude to me, but she was not being rude to me at all. She was just displaying the fact that she was becoming empowered. She was becoming the hypnotist. She was running the strategies, running the programming. She was in control. And make no mistake about it, my whole goal here, what I'm trying to achieve, teaching you these strategies and these skills, is that you become empowered and you do all of this yourself. You don't need me anymore. That's where I'm trying to get to, where you don't need my voice, you don't need my instructions. You'll just be able to do this yourself. And there's methods of self-hypnosis that, you know, instant self-hypnosis, fleeting self-hypnosis, the kind of self-hypnosis you can use momentarily in life when you're in an important situation where you have to make a change quickly or get yourself into a certain state quickly. Triggers, anchoring, that kind of thing. And you're going to learn all of this and you'll have to do it by yourself. You'll have to be able to make it work quickly. So that's where I'm trying to get you to, is complete self-sufficiency, if you will. It's very interesting. In the self-hypnosis recording that I told you about, the one that comes with this module, during that recording, there's this idea that you take yourself to the moon to get some space, some peace and quiet, some beauty. And on the moon, you can meditate. You can do all these wonderful things. I had a client recently, and they went to the moon and they were there having a lovely time on the moon, but they suddenly realized that it was very cold and they were shivering and cold. So they were in hypnosis, they were having a lovely experience, but they started to become shivery. And afterwards they told me about this. And it was a massive breakthrough, because what I explained to them was as follows. In hypnosis, anything is possible. OK, Okay, this is another strategy. It's called the anything is possible in hypnosis strategy. You wear the hat, or you use the filter of unlimited possibility. Anything can happen. And I said, well, if that's true, I said to my client, do you believe that's true? Do you believe you can do anything in hypnosis? And my client said, yes. I said to her, what could you do on the moon to be warmer? And she said, you know what, Ed? I should have worn my space suit. I said, so what will you do next time? She said, I'll wear my space suit and I'll be warm and it will be much more pleasant. And I said, and what will you do next time you have a problem in hypnosis, like you don't feel comfortable or you don't know what to do? She said, I will remember the strategy, anything is possible in hypnosis. And I think that's an important story for you to learn. And it leads us to something called trance phenomena. When I say you can achieve the impossible when you're in hypnosis, things that are not possible in everyday life but are possible when you're doing self-hypnosis, those phenomena, those things that you can achieve, those magical, seemingly magical experiences, there are lots of different kinds, and we call those trance phenomena. Trance phenomena was an idea that was developed by somebody called Stephen Walensky. Now, if you've never heard of Stephen Walensky, or you've never read his book, he wrote a famous book called Trances People Live. I would suggest you buy that book. I would suggest you get hold of it and read it. It is fascinating. And the big theory that he has, his big idea, is that people are going in and out of trances all the time. Every day, right through the day, people are going in and out of trances. The problem is, and this takes you back to the imagination paradox, the problem is that people aren't always putting themselves into good trances. Often they're putting themselves into negative trances. And when you understand self-hypnosis, you understand how to have much more control and much more influence over your thinking and your mind and your state at any given time, then you get to choose the trance that you're experiencing. So if you start to daydream, if you're at work, let's say, and you're on your lunch break and you start to daydream and drift off, rather than worrying about something negative like an argument you just had with your boss, you start to take yourself into more of a feeling of something good that could happen. Something nice that you might be having for dinner, or a nice place that you might want to visit, or a person that you haven't spoken to for a long time and you really want to catch up with them, and how wonderful that conversation would be. You can do incredible things when you start to understand that you can get in there first. You can choose the trance that you're going to experience, and you can start to build that into a habit. Now, in terms of natural trance phenomena, the kind of trancey, hypnotic experiences that we have throughout the day, throughout our lives, there are many different kinds. Today, I want to talk to you about just one of those, and this one is called positive hallucination. Now, that's a funny name, and if you think about it, it's almost like you're suffering with some kind of an issue if you're hallucinating, or you've been using illegal substances or something like that, or somebody's poisoned you and you're hallucinating. But I don't want you to think about hallucination in that way. I want you to think about it if you close your eyes, for instance, and you make a picture. Some people are very good at visualizing, some people aren't, doesn't matter. Let's say you're good at visualizing, you can close your eyes and you can form in your mind a clear picture of a person that's very special to you. Okay? That is a positive hallucination. You are creating in your imagination something that isn't there in reality. Now, hallucination in the hypnotic sense doesn't have to just be visual. It can be what we call kinesthetic. It can be based on feelings. If you close your eyes and you picture, and you find it difficult to picture that special person, then perhaps you can imagine what it would feel like to be in their company. Perhaps you can imagine the lovely feelings of warmth, companionship, happiness, love, whatever it is, when you're with that person. Okay? And if you find it difficult to make the picture, but you can experience the feelings, then you're probably just more of a kinesthetic kind of person. If you're a musician, or if you're a very musical type person, or what we call very audio-based in your thinking, in your imagination, then you might enjoy using sounds. you might prefer to imagine hearing that person's voice speaking to you, saying something loving, saying something kind, saying something motivating. Okay, so positive hallucination can be visual, kinesthetic, audio. It can be any of those, or a mixture of the three. But it's creating something in your imagination that isn't there. You are proving to yourself the strategy that anything is possible in hypnosis. And that positive hallucination is really exciting because that's just one trance phenomena. And I'm going to teach you all of them through this training course, but one at a time, so that you can really internalize and become what we call unconsciously competent at one at a time. When I say unconsciously competent, it means that you're so good at it, you don't even think about it. In other words, you're masterful. And I want you to become masterful at all these things. You know, this isn't a logical exercise. This is about your imagination. This is about self-hypnosis. This is about the subjective world, that reality inside of you that nobody else has ever experienced. Your unique inner world, your unique imagination world. I want you to become just masterful at being able to influence and enjoy what happens in your imagination. Okay, so positive hallucination, that's one of your big lessons for today. And here is a wonderful use of positive hallucination and how it links together with the ego strengthening strategy and also with the outcome of becoming a more confident person. Now, something you need to understand. Everybody is confident at certain things, and everybody is not confident at other things. Also, everybody has an underlying level of confidence. High, medium, low. 1 out of 10 have confidence. 1 out of 10 for confidence. 10 out of 10 for confidence. 7 out of 10, whatever. It's measurable in a subjective way. Now, however high your level of personal confidence and self-esteem, self-belief, it doesn't matter. You could still do with a pat on the back every so often and somebody saying to you, you're doing great, you're doing a great job, or you're a wonderful person, you're so talented, you're an amazing friend. You know, those kind of metaphorical pats on the back, they should always be welcome for people. And that's kind of what ego strengthening is, but it's building that up slowly, steadily. Positive hallucination is a great way to do it. If you close your eyes and picture yourself in the future looking a bit more confident, looking more self-assured, looking as if you're standing more upright, you're breathing in a confident manner, you're speaking with a confident tone, you feel stronger inside. That kind of positive hallucination combined with hypnotic suggestions and affirmations for ego strengthening, you know, boosting self-esteem, boosting confidence, that is a potent mixture. And you'll find when you listen to the self-hypnosis, self-confidence recording, you'll find there's a lot of that mixture of positive affirmation suggestion mixed with positive hallucination. And it leads to more confidence. It also leads, slowly but surely, it leads to a sense of certainty. Now, there's two different kinds of confidence. There's the confidence that you believe something could happen or may well happen, but there's a second level of confidence. This is where I want you to get to in your life. This second level of confidence is confidence that it will happen. It's definite. It's certain. We're moving so far into that zone of abundance, which is called confidence, that actually it's become belief. It's definitely going to happen. And you can give yourself suggestions about this certainty of positive outcomes, this certainty of confidence, of wonderful stuff happening in your life. You can make that certain by using suggestions, which we call, it's a particular type of suggestion, a particular type of affirmation that is called a presupposition. Now, a presupposition is an assumption that something is true, it's going to happen, it's a fact, and the rest of the suggestion is based around how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen and what choice you're going to make along the way. I won't go too deeply into presuppositions now, I won't tell you too much more about them. I will just give you a flavour of how they work and how you can change your internal language to make them work better. One way of using presuppositions is to use the word yet. So instead of saying to yourself, I'm not a very confident person, you say to yourself, I'm not a very confident person yet. I haven't worked out how to be confident in that particular situation yet. I'm not as motivated as I want to be yet. I haven't got that new job yet. My business has not grown yet. I haven't built the relaxation or the confidence habit yet. Do you see what happens? The yet is driving an energy inside you that says, it's going to happen. The question is when. Another way of using presupposition in your internal language is, I wonder what kind of confidence I'm going to choose for myself. I am visualizing, I am feeling, I am imagining, I am saying to myself how wonderful my future is going to be. But I wonder what kind of things will happen in that wonderful future. I wonder what surprises there'll be. I wonder what pleasant things will happen along the way on the journey. Okay, all of this, what we call language patterns, in hypnosis we call them language patterns, all of these patterns in your thought, your suggestions, your affirmations, your hypnosis experiences, all of them are now starting to say to you that you will be confident, that's a fact. You will be successful, that's a fact. You're just starting to wonder about what will happen along the way, what exactly will happen in terms of the kind of confidence that you will experience. Now, I know some of these concepts are quite heavy. I'm trying to give them to you in a simple way. I'm trying to cut through the noise. I hate the idea of making things complicated and academic and difficult and challenging. Challenging's okay if you can see a way past the challenge. And that is why I'm teaching you hypnosis here in a way that should make it very simple. Even if some of these concepts, positive hallucination, presupposition, strategies, trance phenomena, dream machine, even if some of these concepts, ego strengthening, even if some of them right now seem a bit difficult, a bit challenging, they're not. They're simple. They're easy. And what I suggest is you listen to this lesson a few times. You certainly listen to the hypnosis recording many times, and you'll find it just drips in. It just becomes part of you. It's like, think about what it's going to feel like when you become a master of self-hypnosis. Perhaps you're not a master of self-hypnosis yet. Perhaps you're wondering what it's going to be like when you do become masterful at these skills. Just how good it's going to be. Okay, you're going to learn by doing. I've said it to you many times already. Use these recordings, absorb the lessons, practice the skills, and before too long, you won't even know yourself. Seriously, the results you're going to achieve in life, the changes, people are going to walk up to you and say, what have you been doing? You're different. You seem different in some way. You seem more confident. Something's changed. Okay, I promise you that will happen. You're not going to know yourself, and I mean that in a really wonderful way, a delightful way. It's going to be fun. I've said it to you before, but just stick to the journey. Enjoy the journey. And I've got so much more to teach you. And I'm looking forward to presenting you with Module 3 very soon. But I do want to leave you with this one thought. It's a quote, actually. You've probably heard this quote, but I want you to filter this quote through the filter of a hypnotic strategy that you are not learning new things. You're not creating something from nothing here. Just like with your relaxation, just like with your confidence, you are simply reclaiming something that you already own. It's already inside of you. You already have the resources. But I want you to use that strategy, that belief system, as a filter when I remind you or teach you this quote. Now, this is a quote from a woman named Marianne Williamson. She's very famous. This quote has been wrongly accredited in the past to Nelson Mandela. People thought that Nelson Mandela came up with this quote. They thought that he used this quote as in one of his big famous speeches. But he didn't. This quote is purely from Marianne Williamson. I just want you to think deeply about this. And here's the quote. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant? gorgeous, talented, fabulous. Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Now, whatever your beliefs about the world, spiritually, religiously, philosophically, doesn't matter. That quote is so beautiful and so significant to the strategy that you are simply pulling out of yourself what you already have within you, within your soul, within your being, within who you are fundamentally as a person. Okay, and I wanted to leave you with that quote. And like I say, I'm looking forward to bringing you the next module very soon.